Hello, my name is Charlie Morse, and with my colleague Lisa Marley, I'm here to introduce a series of shortcasts focused around the Emily Williamson Festival. If you don't know who Emily was, she was a co-founder of the RSPB and was an eco-activist before the term was even invented. Taking inspiration from her legacy, modern-day changemakers will be exploring the links between conservation, campaigning, science and art in a series of events at Manchester Art Gallery on the 12th and 13th of November, the Emily Williamson Festival. In this shortcast, we hear from Hazel Reeves. Hazel is an artist and sculptural choreographer who is currently artist-in-residence at the world-renowned Knepp Wildland Estate in West Sussex, where she is surrounded by a surging population of nightingales and creates remarkable soundscapes filled with the sounds of nature, including the beautiful Sculptural Murmurings project.
We are facing a climate emergency. Our skies are emptying, and I fear the silent spring. Can you imagine wandering out at dawn and being faced with absolute silence? So where does my passion to repopulate our skies and protect the diversity of bird species come from? Well, I grew up on a bird hospital and sanctuary run by my mum, so it's really part of my DNA. It was only when I read Tessa Boas' book did I know the inspiring story of these incredible women activists and founders of the RSPB, like Emily Williamson and Etta Lemon. So how is my passion for bird life expressed through my work as an artist? Well, I'm best known for public statues of women, including Emmeline Pankhurst in Manchester. But my artistic practice is shifting to something which I can only describe as sculptural choreography. Yes, I could be choreographing stories in bronze, but perhaps choreographing birdsong into soundscapes or choreographing dances. Currently, I am artist in residence at Knepp Wildland Estate, renowned for rewilding and the burgeoning biodiversity there. And a remarkable success story has been with bird species facing catastrophic declines elsewhere, including the nightingales and turtle doves. And my obsession? Yes, it's the nightingale. I've been out recording at dawn, at dusk, in the middle of the night, and recorded over 30 separate male singing birds. The British Trust for Ornithology found that there's been a 90% decline between 1970 and 2010. But at Knepp, the nightingales really thrive in the thorny scrubland that's growing in the former arable fields. So I've been inspired by soundscape ecology by the likes of Bernie Krauser. So the idea is that you can tell the health of the land by just listening to it. So here at Knepp, there's a story of hope, and I think at the heart of every activist like Emily Williamson is the belief that change is possible. There's always hope. As Emily Dickinson wrote, hope is a thing with feathers that perches in our soul. So I guess it's the soundscape of hope I want to bring, and bring to urban spaces. And in September I got my chance, and I realised this ambition at the Fabrica Gallery in Brighton with my Sculptural Murmurings project. Working with audio producer and musician Ian Curry, we created 6 soundscapes, drawing on my field recordings, primarily at NET, but also from the South Downs National Park and the RSPB Reserve in Pulborough, Brooks. So I hope you enjoy this collage of soundscapes that our dancers in this project were improvising to. Expect birdsong. Expect unusual takes on birdsong. Sounds of my studios interspersed with perhaps a nightingale singing backwards or turning into an MRI machine. It has been such fun. And I hope it gives you some hope and uplifts your soul. Thank you.
It has its own beauty. Scrubland is full of the glow of ragwort. Skies are all around us.
This is my journey.
Sculptural Murmurings is supported by the National Lottery through the Arts Council England.
Off the Leash is proud to support the Emily Williamson Festival, which goes to show that one voice, anyone's voice, can make a difference. Join the murmuration at Manchester Art Gallery and be in the room where ideas take flight. Find out more and book tickets at emilywilliamsonstatue.com/festival. Thank you very much for listening. To hear more from Off the Leash podcasts, follow us on your favourite podcast streaming platform. And if you're interested in creating a shortcast of your own, please get in touch. You can do that via Twitter at OTL Podcasts, Instagram at OTL Pods, or through our website, offtheleashpodcasts.co.uk.